temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
I almost don't want to see it again. Team USA versus Uruguay, still scoreless, 0-0 in the first half. But I'll tell you what, Uruguay had more quality chances than did the Americans in Copa America. Taking place in Kansas City in front of a near full house at Arrowhead. A dynamic atmosphere and a home crowd. For Team USA, a lot like what they'll have for the World Cup, even crazier for the World Cup. And this is the best they can do. Forced to play for with 10 guys, so down a man, shorthanded for most of the game against Panama. And then this game against Uruguay, in which they generate just 3 shots and very few quality looks. Giving up a goal that was maybe controversial, but one in which Uruguay had an offensive rebound and pounded it past Matt Turner, who made the initial save on a free kick, but couldn't get to the second one. He dove to knock the first shot or the first attempt out of the way, and then he was out of position for the rebound. But where is anybody else? Where are you? Why are you not on your mark? Why are you not protecting your goal? Why are you not helping Matt Turner? Just was, ugh. Forget offsides. Where are the rest of you? And I'm angry, but generally the anger subsides, and then I just get sad over this team. I get disillusioned. I get disappointed, dejected, and it's all too familiar. It's all too familiar. Greg Berhalter says he's the man to lead this team moving forward, but there are a lot of calls for his head. The fans are chanting, "Fire Greg," at the end of this game in Kansas City. I'm trying to focus on some other disappointment. Anything else right now? So we're asking you to share our pain. Who is the most disappointing team of your lifetime? And whether it's an entire franchise that's let you down over and over, or if it's a particular team in a particular year. I just saw the goal again on another network. So I'm watching the actual game feed on FS1, but seeing the highlights on another network. And I don't know, that offsides, again, you're talking bang, bang. And it, I don't know if it's egregious enough. The big deal is that it was the Uruguay player who got to that rebound where Team USA looked like they were stuck in the mud. Just ew. Quick. Uruguay was quicker, had better instincts, and got to there first. But yeah, you could see that they're waiting for the ball to come in. We had it right the first time, Jay. You and I. We were in sync.
Of course.
Yeah.
I think he was on sides too.
It was a messy game. There are a lot of fouls, a lot of injuries. Ultimately, Team USA generated 3 shots. I don't know how you can complain about Uruguay's 1 goal when you had 3 shots. Please spare me. 3 shots on goal. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Lots of angst being shared already on our social media. So on Twix, at Amy After Hours, that's also where you can reach out if you want to say goodbye and thank you to producer Jay. I encouraged him to go and read some of your sentiments on our social media. That also includes our Facebook page named after the show. Our phone number, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I feel like you're going to have some of your most favorite listeners. I always tell Jay he's far more popular than I am on this show. Some guy said that you leaving was like Karl Malone going to the Lakers and Steve Nash retiring and the disappointment there. And I'm thinking, oh, well, don't worry about me. I'll just keep hosting my show then. It doesn't matter.
I guess I'm flattered by that.
All right. So we're taking your disappointment and we're attempting to share our misery, right? Because misery loves company. And we'll get, so we're going to get a little emotional ourselves. I'm going to need a distraction from soccer. We'll get to our top 10 list. Jay and I, we put together, wait, I can only speak for me. Did you put together a top 10 list?
I have a lot. I think. Just okay. Moments. I probably have more than 10.
All right, gotcha. Well, we'll let Jay talk about his favorite moments of working on the show for nearly the last 3 years. But also, we've had some cool adventures outside of the radio studio. I feel like in the top 10 has to be the change from CBS Sports Radio to the Infinity Sports Network because, well, that'll be a highlight of my life forever. Yep, being snarky. And then we'll also talk about Klay Thompson. So not only is producer Jay leaving us here at After Hours, but Klay Thompson is leaving the Golden State Warriors. I'm not sure which of these events is more earth-shattering, but both are going to contribute to some major angst for me moving forward.
4-time champion with the Golden State Warriors.
Jay, I have the Twitter video that Klay Thompson dropped for our show. Get this. He recorded it to start last season as a request of the Warriors PR team because they love our show. Klay Thompson recorded that for us, and we've been able to use it all season. When he was put back in the starting lineup after losing his gig, he went back in. He hit some really big games. We're big Klay Thompson fans, and I'm just as miserable about the fact that we can no longer use that drop. But I may cheat. This won't be on producer Jay. No one can accuse him of doctoring any audio because it will be me. I will change it and take out the part about the Golden State Warriors and just use Klay Thompson talking about the best show in America.
This is Klay Thompson.
Thank you, Klay.
You're listening to one of the best shows in America.
Thank you, Klay.
After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
It's perfect. It's perfect. I don't know what else you need. Did he ever have CBS Sports Radio in the end?
He did.
So we had to get rid of that too.
Yes.
Oh dear. We've doctored it all over the place.
On CBS Sports Radio.
Why not?
So many changes. 855-212-4227. More with Alexi Lalas, who himself was a superstar for Team USA going back a generation or two. But he is not holding back on FS1. We heard him talk about what he needs in a leader. How about just evaluating this team?
You talked about learning from losing, okay? I think what we have learned over these cycles is that this team is not able to do anything better than has done in the past. And that hurts. That hurts to say, because that was not what was promised and not what, for many we believed was going to happen with this team. Because if this is as good as it gets, it's not good enough. And there's plenty of excuses, but they don't matter. You know, you can talk about opportunities. Well, we have players that are playing all over the world. Talk about playing in Europe. Well, the entire team that you saw out there plays in Europe, so it's not MLS's fault. You can talk about, you know, the pathways and the resources that they have. No generation has been given more. And yet this generation hasn't lived up to that bargain. And when it comes to Greg Berhalter, we heard Stu Holden say it's exactly right. You know, I know there's a sport in firing coaches in all professional sports. And I know the knives are out, and they should be, because this is not good enough from Greg Berhalter. And you have to ask yourself, with 2026 coming barreling down the pike, it's going to come real quick.
Less than 2 years away.
All right? We can't afford to waste it. We can't afford to be embarrassed. And we can't afford to arrive in the summer of 26 with a team that has not progressed, that has not evolved, and has not improved. And I'm sure if Greg Berhalter was here, he would say, oh, but you don't see what's happening inside. I don't give a crap what is happening inside. I don't care about the dynamic. I don't care how much your players love you. I don't care how kumbaya it is. All I care about is I see a U.S. men's national team that is better than before. And we haven't seen that, and that's a problem going forward.
Is that on the players? Is that on the manager? Is that on the federation? Where are we saying you need to be better?
Well, the players certainly need to be better. You know,
do you think this generation of players has what it takes? Like, do you think that they have that deep inside of them?
I think there's a couple of them. I think they are better soccer players, but ultimately, I don't think that they're better U.S. men's national team players.
Man, that's tough. But I agree with him in multiple regards. Number one, they don't seem to be getting any better. Whatever's happening behind the scenes, if they like each other, if they're a great group of guys, they're better soccer players, fine. The program is not advancing. Team USA, U.S. soccer is not moving forward. It's almost just different names, different faces, same result. And the words that keep coming to mind, conservative, safe, boring, methodical. No, cut loose. They're very well conditioned. They're great athletes. They all have skill. Why doesn't it come together? Why can't they seem to break through that glass ceiling? And they've tried a lot of different leaders. That's for darn sure. Greg Berhalter is supposed to be cutting edge. Supposed to be a guy who will do what's necessary, regardless of feelings. Although he sometimes lets his ego get in the way, it feels like. These guys all play in Europe. That's what Alexi was pointing out. He goes back to the 90s, right? So we've seen a lot of soccer. By the way, the female voice you heard there. Well, so Clint Dempsey, who is Captain America, is sitting two seats from him. You heard his voice asking Alexi questions. But then it's Carly Lloyd, actually, who's sitting in between the two. I don't want to watch it anymore. It's on both my screens. I don't want to watch it anymore. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. What about this U.S. failure? And I don't know. Do you dare to hope that it's going to be different in the World Cup? Why would it? That's the thing. Is I just keep coming back to in the urban dictionary definition of insanity, the pop culture definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. That's what's happening here. Same thing over and over and over again. Why am I expecting different results? Matt Turner, U.S. goalkeeper, he's not sounding overly concerned.
I see no issue with the direction that we're heading. I mean,
oh dear.
When you have a fight like that on the pitch in every single game that we were in this tournament, speaks volumes to you know, how the manager prepares us. And to be honest, we've been in positions to win in every single game that we played. I mean, everything's still fresh and raw, obviously, right now. We'll let the dust settle from it, but we can't look anywhere to blame except for ourselves, us players. You know, we, at the end of the day, we didn't do enough, and we have to hold ourselves accountable for that.
So Matt Turner not wanting to panic. Obviously, emotions are high, so that makes a difference right now. You got to be careful about any major decisions made in the throes of emotion. A lot of the American players felt like the officials made some dicey calls. Okay, but you still have 90-plus minutes to exert your will over your opponent. You have so many opportunities and three shots on goal. That just seems like the age-old story when it comes to Team USA. Not enough quality chances. So who are the most disappointing teams of your lifetime? Darius is listening in Vancouver. What do you think, Darius?
Oh, thank you for having me, Amy. It's an honor speaking with you tonight.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, I definitely, it's funny, not trying to be too biased here, but this is definitely, without a doubt, gut-wrenching when you said that, because I think it's not even close. It's got to be, you know, when the Grizzlies were here in Vancouver, you know, you have to think about this, get your notepads out. You know, whose franchise peak was in their first two games? You know, you have to think about that. Literally, our peak was being 2-0, including winning our first game and our first ever home opener. You know, they're the only team that had multi 19 game losing streaks in the same season. We had under 30 wins in our first 2 years. Having under 15 wins in a season is terrible to begin with. I mean, that's, I don't even know if the Pistons did that this year. but yeah, we had that our first 2 years. We had the worst record for our first 2 years. In our 6 years, we were the worst team three times. You know, we had 101 wins. And the NBA handicapped us, and they couldn't let us pick first overall ever. Which we never were able to do. And it just, it breaks my heart because, you know, Seattle deserves it, and it would be a great rivalry with, you know, the Northwest with Portland and us down the I-5. But, you know, Vegas gets talked about a lot, and, you know, I like them for their in-season tournament games, you know, their events. I know it's a very touristy place, but, yeah, it just breaks my heart when we talk about that, because right away when you talk about instant franchises that you feel let down and failed by, that right away I just think the Vancouver Grizzlies.
It definitely was a tough start for them when they were first trying to get it up and running and going. And I know, well, I can't speak for an actual fan, but I know, I remember hearing from a bunch of fans when they moved to Memphis that that was almost like the biggest disappointment on top of everything else, is feeling like they never really had a chance.
Correct. Yeah, absolutely. You know, by the time we could finally pick first overall, you know, we had an owner that promised to keep the team, and within 9 months he relocated them. So, you know, and finally by that point we had the ability to pick first overall. Now we managed to pick Powell, which was great, but you know, but at that point the damage had already kind of been done. And it just sucks because, you know, there was this perception for a while that it had to do with, you know, a lack of fans or support. And yeah, it was new at the time, but you know, there's such an established fan base now. You know, we get preseason games sold out in hours, and it's just, you know, and it just sucks because they get overshadowed a lot. But I will say this, Adam Silver, let's, you know, be honest, he talks about international a lot, you know, in terms of expansion. And it would be great to see Vegas one day, but book it. I would not be shocked if he goes international. And if he does go international, I think Vancouver is the first city. The floor is yours, Amy.
Thank you. I hope that's the case. It would be neat to reward the fans. I certainly know that there are fans in other places too, like Seattle, for instance, that is desperate to have a team returned, even though they do have other teams that they cheer for. So yeah, that can be so frustrating when you feel like you are lied to by an owner, and that the owner really never gave you a chance. And then the fans get blamed, right? Because the fans are supposed to support a team that is not set up to win. So I agree with that. It can be so hard. By the way, I love Vancouver. It's beautiful. And
have you been there? Have you been here?
I have. I've also been to Victoria.
Oh, Victoria, low-key is really nice, too. Mm-hmm. Vancouver Island, if you actually want to get away, like, into the wilderness a bit, but you're still close to, you know, a major metropolitan city, Vancouver Island is the place to be.
Neat. I'll keep that in mind.
Low-key, a lot of people go out there. Definitely a lot of celebrities. But, no, I did want to say, it would be a great rivalry to bring, you know, Seattle and Vancouver back, because geographically, even if you look at the map, the landscape of it, it's very sparse in the Pacific Northwest, and I think it would really bring and engage, you know, Washington State's got, you know, almost 7 million, and BC's got about almost 6. So, you know, you're engaging a lot of fans again.
I think it would
be great, and I honestly, I do think because I know Vegas still has a few obstacles, including still getting their arena underway, you know, it would be great to see them back, and if they go international, I book it. It will be Vancouver.
Nice. I like it. All right, Darius, good to talk to you. Thanks so much for listening.
Yeah, you too. It's an honor. Thank you. Take care.
Oh, that's very kind. An honor. Wouldn't think most people would feel that way. All right, coming up in 5 minutes, Klay Thompson. He's got a new basketball home. Oh, I feel badly about this. However, there are a lot of people reacting to this idea that he's upset at the Warriors. Now, we know he's an emotional guy. He may not display it as much, but he internalizes those emotions and they can affect his mood. Also,
I'm human.
The Celtics with some big headlines, and no, not the big one that you think, although that one's important too. Wow, weird, weird Monday. A wacky, manic Monday in the NBA. And on the backside of the hour, producer Jay and a few of our favorite moments, because this is his, it's my last show with him. He's got one more show tonight. He's got this show, and then he's got Tuesday night. So he's got one more hump show. I will not be here, so you likely won't hear much of producer Jay. Although I suppose if you wanted to, you could say your goodbye with who's filling in?
Shep.
Oh, well, feel free to say your goodbyes when you're hanging out with David Shepard. All right. I'm sorry. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first 3 orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
I really haven't thought about that deep in the future because I still need to process the year we had, and it was one filled with ups and downs, but ultimately I personally and our team did everything we could to try and, you know, win as many games as we possibly could.
This is Klay Thompson, 4-time champion with the Golden State Warriors. You're listening to one of the best shows in America, After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Aww. Okay, Klay, I'm with you. I don't like you moving to the Dallas Mavericks, and it's going to be odd to see Klay and Kyrie in the same backcourt, and Klay, Kyrie, and Luka. Now, does Klay want to win another championship? Sure, he's 34 years old, you would think that would be the priority, but also wants to feel like he's got a solid spot in the rotation.
Get the bazooka.
Other than the 2 years that he missed with both the ACL and then the Achilles, I mean, 2 years without playing a game, 2.5 years off the basketball court because of the timing, he's relatively durable. I mean, he's managed to stay healthy most of his career outside of those two injuries. He's a terrific two-way player. A step faster, a little quicker laterally before he got hurt, but the man can shoot. That's never going to change. His three-point percentage dropped a bit this year, but even though he only started 29 games for the Warriors in this last season, played 66 games overall, but even though he only started 29, he still averaged 18 points per game. And from downtown in his career, he shoots better than 41% from beyond the arc. Only 39% this past season. So two of the past 3 years, his three-point percentage has been down. But 13 years with Golden State, 4 championships, 6 NBA Finals appearances, All-Star games, dramatic shooting performances. What did he once have, 37 and a quarter, if I remember correctly? I have to go back and find the exact number. He's terrific. But the reports indicate that before he signed with the Dallas Mavericks, he was determined to go somewhere else. The Warriors brass were resigned to this and felt this great divide with Klay Thompson. They had to come to grips with the fact that they were so far apart, there were very few negotiations after this season. On Sirius XM NBA Radio, Justin Termini, who hosts alongside Eddie Johnson, who's been a guest on the show multiple times, he's a former sharpshooter in the NBA himself, he's kind of chewing over this idea, Justin is, that Klay didn't feel appreciated in the Bay Area.
How does he feel disrespected by the team? What did the team do wrong, Sam? Maybe you could answer this question for me, because, like, he gets hurt in the 2019 finals, right? He gets hurt in 2019. He had yet to get his contract yet, right? He didn't get, like, that huge contract. Golden State then pays him, even though he's hurt, okay, with the ACL injury. They pay him $30-plus million. He gets hurt the next year as well. So they end up paying him about $65 combined million for him not to play one single game over 2 years. Then he comes back, not even like right at the beginning, I believe, of the next season. He eases his way in. So really they're paying him $90-plus million to play, you know, not at all or a very limited role in the third year after the injury. And then he's coming out and acting like he's been disrespected. Like, what else is the organization supposed to do for Klay Thompson? Again, I love the guy. I don't understand how he could sit there and feel like he's been disrespected by the organization.
Again, on Sirius XM NBA Radio, that Justin Termini, who's an NBA analyst alongside Eddie Johnson, you can hear him kind of chortling in the background. What about Klay to the Mavericks, though? Instead of looking back, which we could, what about looking forward? 3 years, $50 million with the Dallas Mavericks. Interestingly enough, at least the reports had an offer from the Warriors of 2 years, about $20 million per year. 2 years, $50 million. I've seen a couple of different numbers. Maybe Marco can attest to that, or if you've seen another number. But it seemed like they were willing to pay him $20 a year. $20 million a year. Well, the Mavericks, they're giving him the extra year. But it's not like they're paying him through the nose. They're not. They're not even paying him $20 million a year. But maybe it was about the extra year. I don't know. And maybe the market wasn't what he thought it was going to be. So there's that idea as well. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Antonio Daniels talking again on Sirius XM NBA about the idea of Klay in a Mavericks uni.
Klay Thompson will be able to shoot the ball when he's 60 years old playing in a lifetime league somewhere. That will never leave you. But the fact that you're playing with guys that are going to get you wide open shots, I tell you what, the Dallas Mavericks just hit a home run with this one. They hit a major home run with this one.
I would agree with that. But again, it feels like Calais took less money to go to Dallas than he would have taken with the Warriors. Maybe because he was upset, feeling like they didn't give him proper respect. Daniels was an NBA champion in his own right. One more, and this is from a Bay Area reporter slash host on NBC Sports in the Bay Area. And he believes that Steph Curry will bear the brunt of Klay's departure.
I get concerned about Stephen Curry because in the first 24 games post All-Star break, Curry played in 21 of those games, Monty and Dalton, and Curry shot 36% from the floor and 41 from three. Now, a lot of NBA ballers may love that, right? But that's not the standard Steph Curry set. And he's going to see multiple double teams, a lot of length. And where's that spacing going to come from when you take away one of the best shooters in this league, and not to mention Chris Paul, who's one of the best point guards we've ever seen. So this is going to have big-time ramifications. I think they kind of overplayed their hand with that notion, especially after Malik Monk signed his deal with Sacramento. Once he did that last week and signed for nearly $20 million a year, I was like, oh, boy, maybe Klay's not going to get that $30 million. So it's going to be tough for the Warriors to replace here, and it puts a lot more pressure on these youngsters that the Warriors have invested in, Brandon Podziemski, Jonathan Kuminga, Moses Moody, and, of course, Trayce Jackson-Davis.
If you kind of put pieces together and read a little bit between the lines, it does seem like Klay would rather go somewhere else and play for less money because he felt like the Warriors didn't treat him the same as Draymond Green, the same as Steph Curry. But Justin Termini made a good point. For 2.5 years, they paid him for not playing in a game, and they paid him handsomely. He's 34 years old. I understand this idea of loyalty, but that really only exists with fans. It doesn't exist much with teams or with players. It's probably as jarring as Damian Lillard playing in a different uniform now. And boy, his first year outside of Portland didn't go so well. But Klay, the opposite of a hometown discount, felt like the Warriors should have been a little more eager to sign him, should have wanted him to stay because of his legacy with Golden State. And so, yeah, it does sound like he was willing to take less money because once they figured out the market wasn't going to be there. For instance, Orlando did not offer him $30 million per year. Orlando didn't even offer him $25 million per year. Right? So once he figured out, or his camp figured out that the money wasn't there, maybe he could have gone back to Golden State, but it would have almost been like tucking his tail between his legs type of a thing. Some guys are just too proud. And now he gets a fresh start. And maybe he feels like they'll appreciate him more or he fits better with the Mavericks. But the thing is, he's still a number three. I don't know if he was still the number two with the Warriors. At times, Draymond Green's not a great offensive threat, so he's not your number two. Andrew Wiggins may be the number two. Mm. This year, they had a couple rookies that were terrific in
Now you confuse me now. I don't remember.
Anyway, they had a couple of rookies that were great. And so he kind of took a back seat there, but there were still games where he was their second best option. But with Dallas, you're clearly a three.
Yeah, but I mean, and he was. Look, you go back to the title years, all the title years, he was always the second option. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. The top option was Steph Curry.
Yeah.
So there's not a knock. Yes, he's going to guarantee be the third option behind Luka and behind Kyrie. However, the one thing that makes it, to me, a good fit. There were two teams that he was looking at, and I think he was smart enough to realize his own limitations in that regard. He doesn't need the ball to score. And he's smart enough to go to a spot where you're not going to get the ball, but you can still score.
Ooh, pick me. Yes.
And Luka and Kyrie can still distribute, and they can still open it up for you. So Klay Thompson won't have the ball, just like he didn't have it much with Golden State. but he can still knock down shots. And that's exactly what Dallas is going to need him to do. And the other team that was looking at him was the Lakers.
Right.
Same thing. He would have never saw the ball, but he would have been able to knock down shots, which they were allergic to. So those are the two good spots I thought Klay Thompson could have went.
And he still defends. He's a bigger guard. He still defends. Not as quick or as laterally agile as he used to be.
No.
But he does still defend. The Warriors have already issued a statement thanking him for his place in their history. Of course, they don't win those titles without him. And they will retire his number 11 jersey. And for Klay, Steph, and Dre, I mean, their core accounted for more than 500 wins in regular season and playoffs. 518 total wins, sixth most. Sixth, that's awkward to say. Top six all time in NBA history. It's incredible. You're talking about Tim Duncan, Manu Ginobili, Tony Parker type of impact here because they've got the same four titles that those three guys do.
I'd have to see what the rest of that list is because now I'm curious to see who all those
Larry
other ones.
Bird, Kevin McHale, Robert Parrish is no doubt on the list.
Okay, I mean even the Lakers because Worthy came later, so you know Magic
Lakers
and
for
Kareem.
Sure. Yeah, but Magic Kareem and
but I don't know. I mean Worthy maybe. I feel like he came a little bit later.
How about not Michael Thompson?
Well, I mean, they had a lot of guys that were through that whole giant run, but those are the two. And then, you know, I don't know. I'd have to look at the rest of that list. I'm curious. Yeah. I hope it's not somebody that hung around for a while with the Bulls with Scotty and Michael because that, that ain't it.
You want number one?
Yeah.
I was going to say, it's not Bill Wennington.
Oh, you know what? This is most games played together.
But still, though, that might give us an idea.
Stockton and Malone are most games played
together. Yeah, but they need three of them, though.
The third
it's gotta
one.
It's got to be a trio.
This is just most teammates.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. All right, we'll see if we can look it up. So, yes, we'll miss Klay Thompson. I'll miss him in a Golden State uniform. They'll miss him. It's going to be weird, but, I mean, they did have two-plus years without him, and he got benched this year for a while, so... I guess they did get a head start on that.
Yeah, and the writing was on the wall. As much as what you look at it, I mean, it's rare for these types of things to last as long as they got together early. They were there for a long time. They won a ton. But, like, the idea that you're going to have three players age together for a really long time into their late 30s doesn't always work out. And this one didn't really work out.
This was impressive, though. 500-plus games.
Tremendous.
Yeah.
That's why it's almost like, you know, be grateful for what you had and stop worrying about, well, we could have had it for two more years. Let's be fair. Is this team... looking at it as a championship type of team in the next 2 years? I don't believe so.
It's happening right now on FS1. The goal is just about to happen. Matt Turner saves it off to his right, and then in comes the follow-through with the Uruguay player who just kicks it past him and is back in front, or back behind, I should say, but in front of the rest of the line of defenders. I don't know. I felt like Team USA was just slow in covering up the ball.
Yeah, I mean...
it was bang-bang, though.
Yeah, and again, because sometimes defenders do that to try to draw you off sides. I mean, it's also the, you know, the game inside the game and be able to play it. And the hard part is, again, we go back to the VAR and this look and the over-the-head angle and whatever. The line is not straight. That's the hard part for me where it's like, well, it's guaranteed. He does when some of the angles, he looks off sides.
Yeah.
It's just not a straight angle. It's not like the World Cup. They don't have as many cameras for Copa America as they did in the World Cup. You knew. The guy's fingernail was
Turner
over.
Turner had a hand on it, too. He did have a couple of hands on it. All right, so they just took the lead, blah, blah, blah. There'll be a review, blah, blah, blah. Three shots on goal, blah, blah, blah.
You are listening to the After...
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks, or a disorganized closet, or an AC unit that only works half the time. It all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Look around. What do you see? cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on AutoTrader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on AutoTrader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
After Hours Podcast. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Producer Jay and I are working together for the last time tonight into your Tuesday morning. We do not have the home show together, though. Jay will be here, so I guess you could call up and talk to Shep, but send a message to Producer Jay, or just talk to Jay and hang up on David Shepard. That's certainly your prerogative. I actually don't know how much Jay will be involved, but since I will not be here, and then... He's out the rest of the week like I am for the fourth holiday. Now, this is our last opportunity to work together. Now, I will speak to him again. You may not. So this is your chance. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. If you want to send him a message, you can do it on our Facebook page or also on our show Twitter at Amy After Hours. So, Jay, people keep asking where you're going, what you're doing next. I couldn't resist. One lady asked on our Facebook page, where is Jay going? And I responded with, he's going home.
That's pretty accurate. Yeah.
It's pretty accurate. Some other listener tried to summarize your reasons for leaving by saying you're bored, which
no.
I responded to right away. That's inaccurate. There couldn't be further from the truth,
the
actually.
The last thing I am is bored.
It's the opposite of being bored, right? So Jay has made the decision that he would like to do a hard pivot in his career, which is good. He's got some other interests that may or may not align with the media, and that's great. So we'll give you updates when we can, kind of like we do updates on Matt the Musher. We'll give you updates when we can. But I asked Jay to come up with a list of some of his favorite moments. We're going to fall just shy of our third anniversary being together. So that would be like mid-August. So we'll fall just shy of that. However, I know we've had some pretty hysterical moments. We've had some moments that I'm very proud of. So, Jay, what about you? A few that you will remember.
So even along with just moments, I also put down... like just topics or things that we covered throughout my time here that I thought we did a great job on and got sucked into.
Mm-hmm.
Just for funny moment, my first one that came to my mind right away, I might just have to play it for you.
Uh-oh. No, absolutely not. It's got to be audible, man.
No. All right. One more chance. No, that's it. You're done.
So that chubby bunny with Veraz almost choked on the air was hilarious.
Right, but right after that, what happens? Jay tries to stick another marshmallow into his cheeks, and he projectile vomits the marshmallow. It smacks into the microphone and then bounces away.
A huge smack on the mic. That was a disaster.
Did you have that moment on tape?
I don't think I have that moment.
Oh, I think you do. Just somehow it mysteriously got lost in the After Hours archives.
I get
Pete's laugh always gets me every time.
Chubby Bunny is amazing. All right, some other moments. I hope they have a little more substance than Chubby Bunny.
Well, this one, I guess, wasn't on the air, but I love this moment. It was when we made one of our YouTube videos, and it actually takes place this week. What was it, 2 years ago? When we went to the park after the show.
That's one of my favorites.
And did our Asking Me Anything from the park on July 4th. That was, I don't know. It was just a great morning. It was a great video. It was an awesome day outside. It was a cool start to the holiday.
We had a good time. We were. I was wearing red, white, and blue, and we were filming each other. So I had my phone camera on you. You had your phone camera on me.
The angles were really cool.
And you were able to blend the videos. We did have a great time. It was a quiet morning because on holidays in New York City, there's no traffic. We actually recorded it on July 4th, 2022. So that is one of my favorites too. How is it that we end up with with one of the same? I guess that shouldn't surprise
anyone. Well, since we're doing the YouTube video, of course I had to put when we played Wordle for the first time on my list. I mean, that was, I don't think I've ever been as locked in or engaged in anything I've been doing ever than that 10 minutes or whatever we played Wordle. And we got, that was like, when we nailed it and we got,
we started
got
screaming.
The answer, that was pure, genuine, just emotion. That was, that was the heaviest I've ever been in my entire life, to be honest.
So. Just so you know, I've continued to play Wordle, and since then, not only have I gotten it on the first guess twice, but I'm now up to 21 successful Wordles on the second try.
Wow.
My husband thinks there's, I'm cheating. He thinks there's something suspicious.
You have to be in some
He
sort
calls
of top
me
bracket.
Sus.
Smart, I'd say.
Although he beats me in connections most of the time. So any other things you want to add to the list? Any other moments that you remember?
Okay. Remember this one? When we had that very odd, horrible scent coming from the bathroom.
Oh, that was awful.
And we went and did a recon mission. And
I couldn't keep Jay out of there. He insisted that he had to walk into the women's bathroom so that he could check.
It was that bad.
And know that the scent was the odor, really. It was stench.
It was a dying animal.
It was a stench. It was so disgusting in there. Yeah, he had to make sure. He had to confirm that it was real. And it lasted for weeks, too. You could smell it out the hallway. It was
still
so bad. I love that that's what he'll take away. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Look around. What do you see? Cars. Lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on AutoTrader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on AutoTrader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons. The diseases that I am protecting my child against, they're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.